Heineman, and I'm from New York City to talk about the Tony Awards, and I have a show called High Drama on Public Access here in New York City, and also I have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/HIDRAMAS, HIDRAMAS, and the Twitter, 6_second_review. Oh, and on Public Access, I'm on Spectrum 56, RCN Channel 83, Fios Channel 34, and on the website, www.mnnmarynancynancy.org. And, best of all, I'm talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave Gone By on UNC Radio. Can't get better than that.
Here on the 13th annual Total Theater Tony Show on UNC Radio, very happy to have someone that I've known for many, many years, someone who has been a theater critic. She says it's been somewhat my doing that she became a critic in the first place, and she's had her TV show, High Drama, on Manhattan Cable for more than 20 years now. She's Eva Heineman. She is a member of the Outer Critic Circle, the Drama Desk, and recently joined the American Theater Critics Association. So welcome on that, Eva. And welcome back once more to the Daverhood for our Tony Show. How are you doing, Eva?
I'm doing fine, yes. You're guilty for this. You're guilty for creating me.
Tell us a little bit about how your TV show, High Drama, works.
Well, basically, we're like the most informative theater show out there because we managed to cram in 28 minutes, like 12 reviews, several interviews, musical selections, like from just recently, Mary Harry. You want to know anything about theater off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, in Brooklyn, come to my show.
Everybody should check out High Drama. And by the way, let's make sure that we tell folks it's H-I, like hello, High Drama.
That's exclamation point in all caps because yeah. We are High Drama.
We got it. Well, I got the pun. But the point is also that folks who may not have Manhattan Cable TV can just go to your Facebook page, which is High Dramas, H-I-D-R-A-M-A-S, High Dramas at Facebook.com, and watch the episodes and read the longer versions of your reviews. So that's a really good site for folks to go to.
Yes.
So, speaking of excellent, there were excellent performances by actresses in lead roles in Broadway shows this season. The ones that got nominated for a Tony Award include Danae Benton for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, Christine Ebersole for War Paint, Patti LuPone also for War Paint, Bette Midler for Hello, Dolly, and Eva Nobilzada for Miss Saigon. Eva Heineman, your thoughts on all these performers?
Interesting category, and it's going to be fascinating because Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole both have won Tonys before. They both won Drama Leagues before, and they might cancel each other out. Bette Midler is like this juggernaut. She's gotten a special Drama League award. She just won the Outer Critics Circle award. I think this is a revenge at the Tonys for not nominating her when she did I'll Eat You Last, A Chat with Sue Menger. She got the Outer Critics and the Drama Desk nomination, but not the Tony. They ignored her. So now she is like, ha, 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 ha.
Okay.
Now you've got these two wonderful newcomers that both got Theater World Awards, Danae Benton and Eva Nobilzada.
I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I'm faking it. But yeah.
Eva! And it's interesting that both Eva and Danae, both of them, their characters were innocents ruined by the love for the wrong man.
Hmm. So I want to know your thoughts personally about some of these performances.
They were all incredible. I mean, they were actually, they really did. They just took a man to that stage and just blew you away. So whoever wins, everyone is going to be happy about because we just love them all. Literally not a false note amongst them. And they both carry the show and they just have such charisma. I mean, all five of these. And Eva was like, she won an award. She's 18 years old. Last year she was at the Jimmy Awards and she won a Bloomy Award. And now you have Danae Benton, who's this young thing. And, you know, she took over from Philippa Sue, who's doing Emily right now, which I'm sorry to say closed and nobody liked it, but I loved it.
Oh.
But she just, like, took charge and she just blew everyone away. I mean, she's just like, wow. I mean, you just couldn't take your eyes off of her. And they both had the most appealing voices that peel like bells, while the other three are more brassy, you know, belters.
So, wow. You've said that you'll be happy no matter who wins, but if you had to vote...
That's tough. I mean, I think Bette Midler's going to win. And Patty and Christina both won 2 Tony Awards. So, I go for the underdogs.
Okay.
So, I think Danae kind of has the edge on this. Just because I love Natasha and Pierre more than I like the musical Miss Saigon. She's just, to me, in the better musical.
Huh.
But they're both incredible, because they're not just singing, they're like incredible acting, and they're very fierce performances with very moving. They're not just like all song and dance and happy-go-lucky. These are meaty parts.
Pretty much all of them have meaty parts, as we've said.
Although I gotta say,
yeah.
I gotta say, no, Patty and Christina in War Paint, I mean, Christina, both of them, the music was so beautiful, I was in tears. And I want to give a shout out, even though it's not my category, Michael Corey's lyrics. I've never noticed lyrics before so strongly. My first thought was, my God, this guy should win lyrics for everything. It was so incredible.
Wow. Okay. Ava has said that you would probably vote for Danae Benton, even though you wish you could tie them all, but you think Bette Midler is going to win. Let's move on to something that's even more your specialty, because you guys cover so much on the High Drama program. I want to move to off and off Broadway a bit and ask you about some shows that you loved or were really powerful for you over this whole past season, a bit farther away from 42nd Street.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to one of my favorite theater companies, the Debate Society. Hannah Boss, Paul Thorane, and Oliver Butler, because they have finally come into their own. They were on Off-Broadway at the prestigious Playwrights Horizon with this incredible historical drama called The Light Years about, oh, what's his name, the guy Spencer Mackay from the St. Louis Exposition, and how he tried to put together this incredible light thing and have it in connotation with the stars, and it was incredible. It was wonderful historical drama. It reminded me of Tom Stoppard's Acadia, because you have sort of present day and past, and it was brilliant.
Great. Any others?
Yes. I like the author Saki, and they did this whole thing called Life According to Saki with puppets, and where he was at World War One, where he died, and they're telling stories to keep their spirits up, and they're telling all these wonderful, nasty, snarky Saki stories. And another one, I like historical dramas. Samuel Beckett used to drive Andre the Giant to school in Paris when Andre was a kid because he couldn't fit on the bus. So you have My Dinner with Andre the Giant, with Andre giving Sam Beckett wrestling moves and Sam trying to explain Waiting for Godot to Andre the Giant. It was hysterical.
Who wrote that? Who did that?
It was done at 59 and 59th Street.
I'm sorry I missed that. That sounds absolutely amazing. Actually, the Saki thing sounds pretty cool, because I've heard of doing shows with sock puppets, but not Saki puppets.
To me.
One more, Eva. Do you have one other show that you really liked off or off Broadway?
Another historical drama at 59 and 59th Street called Butler, and it was about an ex-Civil War general and how this slave basically kind of got the comeuppance with him and saved people. It was just real. It was clever and funny and witty, and good guys won, and it was just really good.
Well, speaking of really good, you, as always, have been lively and really good on our Tony special. I want to remind everybody, please, watch High Drama. It's on every other Saturday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 in the afternoon Eastern Time on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the Facebook page, which is High Dramas, High, D-R-A-M-A-S, High Dramas at Facebook.com. So, Eva, thank you once again. Every year we do this, and it's just such a thrill, and you bring such joy and energy to your love of theater and sharing that with us. I thank you once more for being in the neighborhood.
Thank you.